So for as long as weight loss has been a thing, people have fought. Is it true that you have to eat a lot less to lose a lot more? Well, that's what we're going to answer today. Welcome back to the Reach Your Peak podcast experience. I'm your host, Alexa, the sports dietitian and nutrition coach. And today's topic is going to be very relevant to you if you've been trying to lose body fat and you think that restriction is the way. Without further ado, let's get into it. So many believe that you need to eat less food to lose weight, but this is actually not true. Not necessarily anyway, okay? Not if you use what I call the art of volume eating, which is based on the science of energy densities, okay? And all foods have their own specific energy densities. So I'm about to explain a bit about that now, just to give you a bit of an idea so you're not just in the dark and wondering what on earth am I even talking about, okay? So energy densities basically refers to the amount of calories relative to the volume and size of the food. So things like nuts, for example, are quite energy dense because in a small proportion, they've got a lot of calories. Whereas things like, let's say, a big bowl of watermelon is low energy density because it's a high volume, low calorie. Okay, so now you can see how that fits into the whole concept of volume eating, which is eating more volume of food, but with the manipulation of calories, usually in line with the manipulation of calories towards a deficit. So high volume, low calorie food. Okay, so this is actually one of the key things when it comes to weight loss is understanding this concept, because it's not about eating less food, okay, eating like little small amounts of food and feeling hungry all the time. It's about manipulation, strategic flexibility, and consistency over time. Okay, it's about eating low calorie, high volume foods at key times while having the higher calorie foods within reason. Okay, I'm all about flexible dieting. Okay, that's my approach, flexible nutrition, whatever you want to call it. Within that, as I mentioned, strategic flexibility. You have to be strategic but flexible at the same time. Okay, you have to maintain food freedom, so eat your favorite foods, enjoy those high calorie foods, but be strategic with how you eat them. That is the key there, because the truth is that calorie control is the key. And it's not necessarily synonymous with less food. Just because you're controlling your calories and trying to be in a deficit does not mean that you have to be eating hardly any food. That's simply not the truth. And I want to use an example here to illustrate this point even further. Let's use some of my clients. Okay, let's use a specific client that are literally eating more food now than they were before and they're getting leaner. Okay, so when they were struggling with maintaining a physique that they wanted, okay, whether it's for a sport or an aesthetic goal, whatever it is, I've had clients in all different realms there. What happens is now they're eating more food than they were before in terms of sheer volume, but they're losing weight. Okay, they're losing body fat and they're getting leaner. And everyone's relative level of leanness is going to vary. I know that. Everyone's goal is going to vary, all that sort of stuff. That doesn't matter. The point here is you can eat more to lose more. It's not always eating less to lose less. And I think the confusion comes about with the notion that when we talk about eating less, we talk about eating less calories, getting into a calorie deficit. And I think somewhere along the line, there was a misunderstanding or miscommunication or just misreading the situation, so to speak. And what happens is people think eat less, lose more means eat less food in general and lose more. When in actual fact, if you embrace the science of energy density, which leads into the art of volume eating, as I like to call it, you can get good results while eating more foods or eating the same amount of foods. Okay, because there are so many different ways for you to achieve body fat loss. There's so many different ways for you to manipulate your body composition. And you can't just be stuck in one way. And one way that is, you keep doing it, it's just going to feel restrictive and you want to make you quit. Okay, so that's something that you want to do. Now, how can you get started with volume eating? Well, it's actually quite simple. First, you want to become aware of energy densities of food. Okay, you want to become aware, okay, build that awareness, as I always say, because awareness precedes change in different areas of nutrition and in different ways. Building that awareness around your nutrition and your food supply, knowing what foods have what, can make it a lot easier for you. Because then you start realizing that fruits and vegetables are high volume, low calorie. You start realizing that things like chocolate, nuts, chips, and stuff like that are high density, because in small amounts, they got a high amount of calories. Neither one is good, neither one is bad. They're all just food that you have to be strategic in line with your goals. Okay, just the same way if you're trying to build muscle and you could eat more calories, some of this wouldn't matter as much. Obviously within the realm of healthy balanced dieting, you know, 80-20 rule, that sort of stuff. So what you can do is increase intake of high water foods, okay? That can help volumize your diet and help control hunger while you maintain a caloric deficit. Okay, eating fruits, vegetables, soups, things like that, whole grains, legumes. And then obviously portion controlling things that are generally going to be higher in fat and with some combination of carbs because it's highly palatable. But something that's higher in fat is generally going to be higher density. Just like oil is a high dense food in terms of calories because in a small amount, it's got a lot of calories because of the fat content. But also foods with a low moisture content, a low water content, opposite to what I said before for the high water foods, they're generally going to be more of a high density as well. Now, you can still have them, of course, but you just got to be mindful of, are they a whole food, are they not, and how are you having it, how often, and is it aligning with your goal? Okay, and alcohol is a classic example of a fluid that is very high energy density, and you got to be mindful of how much you're drinking, because I couldn't tell you how many times it's happened where I'm speaking to a client and they're struggling, and we've spoken about the different caloric needs and caloric densities of different food, even spoken about alcohol, but they focus just on the food, and then they'd realize, oh wait, alcohol is having a big impact. Trust me, you have to be mindful of your alcohol. So yeah, hope that clarifies that. So start embracing the art of volume eating. Think about that as a new concept rather than restriction and small volume eating, because the matter of fact is an energy deficit is you eating less food than you technically need. It's just it. That's the way it works because you're not eating at maintenance. So you will feel some level of hunger throughout that journey. But doesn't mean you have to be hungry all the time. Doesn't mean you have to be starving. And doesn't mean that you have to be pushing your physiological capacity, especially as an athlete. So remember, science of energy density leads into the art of volume eating, which can be your ticket to eating more and losing less. Now, obviously, as with anything nutrition, it is simple to a degree, but it's not easy to implement. And this is all easier said than done. So if you want me to personally look into how I can help you use this concept, help you, you know, elevate your nutrition game by taking over your nutrition program and taking out the guesswork for you and being your one-on-one sports dietitian, well, reach out. Okay, in the show notes, you'll be able to find my email, alexa@theclimbingdietitian.com.au. Otherwise, you can always go onto Instagram, check out my stuff, see what I'm about. And then if you like what you see, send me a DM and say, hey, let's chat. I want to see how you can help me. I'll be more than happy to chat to you, see what I can do for you, and go from there. Until then, though, hope this has been helpful. Hope you have a great rest of your day. And I'll talk to you soon. Have a good one. Bye.
Thank you so much, guys, for checking out my podcast. Hope it brought you some great value today. You can check me out on socials under The Climber Dietitian or on www.theclimberdietitian.com.au. I've got some great stuff out there for you guys, some free valuable content. So yeah, please check it out, guys. And yeah, until next time, thank you.